You are listening to CEO Minutes, brought to you by Offutt Kerman, attorneys at law, your perfect legal partner.
I came to the U.S. in 2007. I started working in my family business. It was Italian restaurants. And we always were in the hospitality business. My grandfather used to own a deli in Italy, where I used to work when I was 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. And when I came here, I started working in Italian restaurants. I started as a busboy and worked my way up. And when it came like 2008, me and my brother, my sister, my cousin, we kind of wanted to look to find our own way in the business. And there was this really small bagel shop with like 4 tables, really rocking in Towson. They had good products. They had really good energy. And we start talking with the owner about acquiring and his selling, because we saw in this place, we saw more. We saw like a lot of more places in a lot of more communities. And since 2008, we started building the dream. The place name was Towson Hot Bagels. Of course, it was in Towson and was selling bagels. When we start opening different cities like Canton, we want to keep that name true to their roots. So customers were calling Towson Hot Bagels THB. So that was an easy way to find the name. It's okay, they're already calling us THB. Let's go like THB Bagels and Deli. So what we really believe a lot is the energy and how we can impact the customers. Like, we believe that breakfast, of course, is like one of the most important meals of the day. It can really change your mood. You can really change the way that you act the rest of the day. And we believe that giving people good energy can really affect them, be more positive and share more happiness. And we don't want to change the world, but we can do our part to make the world a little bit better. So we do that. When we look at that, we look at everything from the customer service, from the choice of the menu, to the choice of the music. When people think about the bagel shop, they don't really think about it like what we really are. They think about like flour everywhere. They think about cozy, like mom and pop shop. We are not like that. We are like, you know, our colors are like red and green and orange, so really vibrant. This kitchen is open space, so you can really give out that energy to the customer. And of course, we think that we have one best customer service around. You know, people smiling, you know, giving your order right and making sure that they really leave the store with happiness and joy. I don't know if I learn how to run my business. I'm learning how to run my business day per day. One thing that I guess we are unique about it, that we never stop improving ourselves. We really believe that improving yourself, you can always be better, a version of where you were yesterday. Every day we try new things. We always try to explore new things, how we can serve the customer better. We try to stay at the cutting edge of the technology. Technology, we think, is very important. And we just like to challenge ourselves. We set up some core values and, you know, and some mission statement that is going to make sure that we stay true to our roots, but we don't forget to improve ourselves and to make sure that we keep an eye aside of what's going on. But at the same time, we want to stay true to the roots that we have and made us successful so far. The way that we try to keep a family business with a corporate mentality, that's what I usually call it, is that we have our roles. We define our roles. We define how each one of us is accountable for it. And we try to don't go away from that. Sometimes, for some reason, we do that. It's up to one of us to say, okay, listen, that's not what we discuss. You know, if you want to talk about it, let's talk about it. But that's not your role. That's not what you're accountable for. It. So you set up some boundaries, and just move forward, and you know, it's for the best of the company. We got lucky with the location that we got, and we think right now we know better who we are and what we wanted, and that's why we're setting up some standards for our locations. What's the right demographic, what's the right visibility that you wanted from our side, and how big you want the space to be. All the locations that we have so far, they are all in different demographics. College students, we go after young professional, and we go after families. So we kind of grab them from high school, you know, and then we take them all the way, they get married and they got children. The best part of our stores is that they're community place. It's a place where you actually, you feel comfortable going there on Sundays and you see your friends, your neighborhood, you can really see the community in our stores Saturday and Sunday, no matter where you are. And that's, I think, is the best part. You feel part of the community, they make you feel part of the community. We try our best to help the community the best way we can. We do donate our end of the day bagels to any association that, you know, they may request. You know, sometimes they have a race and they do it. Sometimes they have the schools, teachers, try to think if they have a project, you know, going down the city, like, you know, where they actually, they want to serve food to their people, volunteer to help, you know, during those events. You know, we donate their bagels or coffees, some cream cheeses, any organization around the stores, pretty much. So we have, right now we have four locations. We have Towson, Canton, Timonium, and Charles Village. Plus we have a commissary, a warehouse where we make most of the production that's in the rest of the town. Because everything that we do is from scratch. From the bagels to the flavored cream cheese to the chicken salads and tuna salads, everything is made from scratch. We like to say that probably our Italian heritage, you know, we brought in our business, and we create that, it's called, in Italy it's called piazza, the square, like where everybody hangs out and, you know, they talk about it, they have a coffee or they have something to eat. So we definitely, probably without knowing that, we definitely created that atmosphere in our stores. A few weeks ago we had Maryland Day, so we did Maryland bagels, which, you know, the four colors, white, red, black, and yellow. So we tried that and it went crazy. Like, without really doing anything, we posted on social media and it went like 160,000 impressions like in 2 days. Mm-hmm. So after that, I said, okay, we got to make it more because this is going to be big. Social media, of course, like, it's really big for us. We do, we are on different channels. We are Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, LinkedIn. And every time that we say something new that comes up, we try, as I said before, try to stay at the cutting edge of the technology and also the social media aspect of that. It's a big thing. We have a lot of followers on our pages. We try to respond to them right away. You know, most of our customers, they know us by name, so we want to make sure that they know that it's a family business. It's something that is born and raised in Baltimore. You know, we really put our face out in our business. And social media helps us to do that. So what we look pretty much on our employees is their energy, that they have it. We can teach them everything. We can teach how to use the computer. We can teach everything that they're willing to learn. But if they don't have the right energy, if they only come to work just to make the dollar, that's not going to help. At the end of the day, you're going to spend more time at work than you spend with your family. So you really want to make sure that you are happy where you are. One of our mission that we want to do is helping people be a better version of themselves. So a lot of people, employee that we work with, they're younger, probably the first job, the second job. And I always tell them, I say, you can be wherever you want to be in your life. You will probably work here just a few days a week just to make the dollar, you know, to do it, but steal something from us, you know, steal, like, you know, maybe like the way that we run the business, maybe the way that we try to be organized, maybe the way that you work with other people as well. We have different cultures that they work in our business, people that work in our business. You really can learn how to be with other people in a working environment. So I think that we can teach everybody something and they can really use whatever we can teach them in the next job or in the next life. So I think it's a really important role, even if you're just here for like 2 days a week, just during high school. We have a plan to go to 7 locations by the end of 2019. There are 4 locations right now, which means 3 more in the next 2 years. We are looking at a location right now all around Baltimore and run Maryland more, most part. The next 5 years, I really see like scaling and growing almost organically, like all around. DC is a great market. We have Delaware, we have Pennsylvania, Philadelphia. Personally, I think probably just enjoy more a little bit more the life. I do it. My problem is that I love what I do it. So 90%, I'm always thinking about the business.
This has been CEO Minutes, brought to you by Offit Kerman, attorneys at law, your perfect legal partner. For more information and to tell your entrepreneurial story, visit us on the web at ceominutes.com.